Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Jeannie Wilson, Community Relations Liaison.
And Kayla Thomas, Admissions Coordinator.
And you guys are with
Smoky Ridge.
So tell me how things are going at Smoky Ridge.
They're going really well, considering what's going on in the world.
Right.
We're happy, our residents are happy, and we want everybody to know that we're doing great.
Well, that's good. It is hard, I'm sure, on the residents and everything with what's going on with the coronavirus situation. So first of all, for a facility like yours, what's your situation?
Well, we take guidance from the CDC mm-hmm. and the local health department. So they are giving us guidance on what we should do to protect not only the residents, but our staff as well.
So where are you? You can't have visitors, can you, right now?
Right now, we're not allowing visitors just because we want to ensure that everybody is healthy that
right.
comes into our building. So that's why we do screenings on all of our residents and our staff before they enter into the building.
Mm-hmm.
So we are taking new patients. They just have to be screened.
And I realize it's because the wonderful folks you've got living there are the very top of the people that need to be careful about this disease.
They are the ones with the most weakened immune systems that are at the most risk right now that we see from the trends that the CDC is saying that they are the ones who could be the most compromised.
Their health is actually the most important thing for us.
Do you still get to do some activities and stuff within the unit, or is it pretty much everybody stays where they are?
Right now, it's pretty much they're in their rooms
mm-hmm.
just because we don't want to spread anything that could happen. They're still susceptible to the flu. That's
yeah.
not out of flu season yet. Luckily, we don't have flu. We don't have any kind of virus or anything going on right now in our building, so we're glad to say that.
So out of curiosity, have you had to test anybody?
No. Luckily, we have had no patients or staff with any symptoms or answering any questions that would even make us think they are at risk for the coronavirus.
What's the screening process like?
So we asked them if in the last 14 days, have they been on a plane or a cruise ship
mm-hmm.
that has left the United States, of course.
Mm-hmm.
We asked them if they have been in contact with someone that even potentially could be infected with the coronavirus in the last 14 days. Then we ask the basic upper respiratory questions. Do you have a cough? Are you running a fever? Do you have a runny nose? Do you have a sore throat? Or have you had diarrhea? And then we take a physical temperature
right.
to verify that they're not running a fever.
Not
if
running.
They are running a temperature, they immediately go home and do a self-quarantine for 14 days.
And that's pretty much standard. That's what the
Absolutely.
CDC wants everybody to do, whether it be a facility like yours or most anywhere.
Yes.
I realize the seriousness of this, but folks might really want to see their loved one that's there. Is there any way you can allow at least a check on somebody?
Absolutely. We encourage the families to, of course, call. They are able to talk to their loved ones on the phone, and they can talk with the nursing staff to make sure with them everything's going well. But we're also encouraging the families, come to their windows, make signs, make sure they can see you. We can talk. We want them to be able to visually see your family member is wonderful. They're great. They're being taken care of, and we're loving them for them.
And I'm sure you're doing that, and hopefully that part of this will pass sometime soon, although we'll just have to wait and see. There's no telling right now. It's too early in the situation. But when you hear about what happened in Washington State, when you know that you've got a group of wonderful folks, but they're all basically compromised or they wouldn't be there, it's still the best thing to do. So what else is going on? I mean, you guys, I guess you're having to wash your hands a lot.
Absolutely.
and sing happy birthday a lot.
Absolutely. Anything that lasts for more than 20 seconds.
Now, you told me you were a Jolene singer, right?
I love Jolene. I'm not going to sing it for you now.
Oh, well, we're disappointed. But
I'm waiting
maybe
for
I
that.
Recorded it when you did earlier.
That's
I'm
right.
Not
I'm
sure.
Waiting for my American Idol debut.
Oh, okay. We laugh about it, but that's one thing. Right now, it's serious, and it's almost kind of nice that the sun came out for a little bit because it's been so cloudy, and it's been so serious, and it's like weighs you down, and this is not good, but we got to have a little bit of fun, or we'll all go crazy.
Absolutely. That's the most thing for us is bringing joy and happiness into our residents' lives, even though we're in a time of almost crisis kind of within the country. We want to make sure that their lives are as stable as possible.
When I had someone mention, and it may not be possible, I need to ask if it's possible, if someone's listening and they either have a loved one in a facility like yours or they're just thinking, gosh, is there something I could do to make them happy? Can they send flowers? Can
Absolutely.
You do stuff like that? And maybe, and then of course they can't bring it, but you get it delivered. And that would brighten things up for somebody.
We're asking anybody that would be willing to make cards, especially the church groups, the youth groups, any students that are out of school right now needing arts and craft projects to do.
There you go.
Would be great. Anything just to help brighten their day. Families are welcome to bring anything to our front door. There's a doorbell. We hear it, and we come and get anything and deliver it personally to the residents.
Okay. And, of course, we stay in this situation until the CDC says we can do otherwise, so we just have to make the best of it we can.
Absolutely.
Like us on Facebook if you're on Facebook. Watch for your residents.
I have noticed some folks showing up there. Betty Jean showed up the other day. So that is something else that y'all can do. So if you're on Facebook, just like the page and watch out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yep.
That's pretty cool. Well, ladies, thank you so much for what you do. And it's a very important thing that you do for some very important folks, some very special people. Mm-hmm. So thank you. If there's anything we can do, would you please let us know?
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you.
Our guests today, Jenny Wilson and Kayla Thomas of Smoky Ridge Health and Rehabilitation of Burnsville. Ladies, thanks for talking with us today. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.